Sports, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bodies of three U.S. service members killed in Jordan return home today. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
President Biden and the First Lady today will travel to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to meet privately with the families of the three service members killed in the drone attack in Jordan. This afternoon, the Bidens participate in the dignified transfer of remains at Dover. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, will also attend. This is a solemn event. No remarks by the president as the bodies of the service members return to the U.S. The White House said the president asked all three families if they would like him to be there, and they said yes. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Hamas said to be still studying a proposed ceasefire agreement that would see more prisoners released. One round of serious rain done in Southern California, but an even bigger storm is on the way. And just in from the Labor Department, a very strong jobs report, 353,000 jobs created in the month of January. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two experts on redistricting are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court, which plans to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. A package of $2 billion worth of proposed tax cuts are making their way through the Wisconsin legislature. Republican Representative David Steffen told a committee hearing yesterday there's no time like now.
A time of incredible bounty here in the state of Wisconsin. In addition to our surplus, over $1.7 billion in a rainy day fund. My goodness, these are opportunities for us to do this.
Governor Evers vetoed similar tax cut proposals twice last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. City officials sent 5,000 Madison residents $1 to get people to weigh in on the city's park and open space plan. The City Parks Division uses an online survey to find out how people in Madison use the city parks. Park staff worked with the Universities of Wisconsin Survey Center to create the plan. They say that sending people $1 costs significantly less than actually sending staff to survey 5,000 homes. The survey will be open all month, and a final report will be released next year. Madison police arrested a man Thursday after he allegedly made threats to Dean Health Plan in Madison. The threats came shortly after the company announced they would be laying off some staff. Police were called shortly after 10 a.m. The man admitted to being upset and randomly saying things in response. He could face charges of disorderly conduct and making terrorist threats. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
The Brewers trade their number one pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have traded their ace, Corbin Burnes, to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for a left-handed pitcher, an infielder, and a late first-round draft pick. GM Matt Arnold on trading the Brewers' only Cy Young Award winner since 1982 to Baltimore.
It's always tough, and I've had to do this a number of times throughout my career. I think the opportunity to help our major league team right now and also in the future is something that's actually really exciting for us.
Freddy Peralta to take over as the number one pitcher in rotation. College basketball, Wisconsin losing in overtime in Nebraska 80-72. Too many turnovers by the Badgers in the second half. NFL, Brian Gutekunst says a contract will be on the way this spring for quarterback Jordan Love. The Packers GM remembering when Ted Thompson warned him how unpopular drafting Love could be.
Ted sat me down and told me and said, hey, you sure you want to do this? Before you get into this, make sure you want to do this. You know what I mean? Because of all that comes with it.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 39 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 43. Sunday, sunny and a little warmer with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 30.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Hey everybody, this is Todd Allball at noon on Friday. Trent B. Olson is in the host chair. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old "We're the Comedians" line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something. But sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Historical evidence is overwhelming that the founding fathers intended impeachment to be used to deal with the commission of indictable crimes and the abuse of power.
A what?
Indictable.
Corruption and injury to the nation caused by public officials, among others.
Oh, Madge. She just cannot get Hunter Biden's out of her mind, can she?
Yeah.
Wow, indictable crimes. Wow. Is she referring to Lauren Boebert?
So we've got some on her.
Oh, Lord. That's not, you know, it's no gazpacho police, but that is pretty good. Indictable crimes.
It my God.
Kids stay in school.
Speaking of which, can't wait for Glenn Kirshner to get here because, is that Ellen Weisselberg flipping?
I think so.
What's that flipper? Flipper?
Oh.
Is that you?
Yes, it is.
Because we've been saying, Tristan Snell told us yesterday. That he was hearing Monday, Tuesday, but so we know what the delay might be in the ruling from Ngoran. Yeah, Andrew Weissman said, why has Judge Ngorman not issued his decision on the Trump civil fraud trial? One reason could be the news that Trump chief financial officer Ellen Weisselberg may be pleading to lying to Judge Ngoran in a way to help Trump, and the judge is waiting for that support to support his decision against Donald Trump, which means even worse news.
Yeah.
For Donald Trump, and
ketchup bottles everywhere.
Yeah,
right.
And ketchup bottles.
And Tristan Snell said that, you know, this could be him finally flipping could be what makes it into a criminal trial, and not just civil. So, something happy on a day we need something happy. Yes, Julie in Seattle, among others, wrote and tweeted. I assume today's show will involve crying.
Yes.
We will not see his like again. Farewell. Fly high to the great Black Eagle. She sent me, just so I could start crying before the show, she sent me a beautiful. So I just found out yesterday that Joe Madison, I'm going to start crying, passed. And I did not know that his prostate cancer was back. He was just on the show, as you know, Jody, just a few weeks ago. And as I said to you, Chris, I have not met a nicer, classier couple than he and his wife, Sharon. And he was just unbelievably supportive of me and, I think he voted for me for the Hall of Fame when he won.
Yes, he did win over you.
Really glad he won. He beyond deserved
it. Yeah, he did.
But, he just was unbelievably supportive of other talent. He loved Frangela. Mm-hmm. He, you know, never missed a Friday when they're on. And it's just the fact that he won't be listening today to Frangela just makes me, it just is so rare to find a person like that in the business that is just, and I got to say, I'm a little raw this morning just in terms of do you remember how worried I was about him when he did the hunger strike?
Because
he obviously had dealt with cancer and he's very thin to start with.
Right.
But damn, if ever there was a person that walked the talk, it was Joe Madison.
Absolutely.
You know, for voting rights. Mm-hmm. He did that hunger strike for voting rights. And, you know, I was saying, I just, this morning was the wrong morning after we another had a great jobs report, you know, that they did interviews with people in Michigan saying, I'm not going to vote for Trump or Biden. I'm going to write in Free Palestine. And I just thought, oh, my God, Joe Madison would be like, please don't stay home. Please vote. Yeah. Please
vote for real vote.
And it's like Joe Walsh is encouraging Republicans. Don't just say you don't support Trump. You've got to vote for the only guy that can beat Trump.
Right.
You can't go, oh, I'm going to write in or third party. That's going to get Trump back in.
Exactly.
It's going to get Muslim ban guy back in.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris and I had a fight because it was a good morning for me to start fighting before the show. But he thinks I'm too happy-clappy about Biden, and I don't admit it's a problem. I know it's a problem. I've been talking to Malcolm Nance, Dean Albadala, about it. Just Monday, we asked Dean, I think Jody and I have asked the same question. What is Biden supposed to do exactly? I'm glad he sanctioned the violent Israeli settlers. I have said I don't think Netanyahu will not publicly say he's for a two-state solution, mm-hmm. then he's as big a part of the problem as I've said over and over again. But I don't know.
At this point, I don't think there's anything he can do. He's right. Lost a large chunk of his base.
We're way far out from the election, Chris, and I think everyone knows this is unbelievably complex issue.
He's not going to get several of my friends back.
Well, okay, then what do you want me to say?
You don't have to say anything.
It's too late. It doesn't matter if there's a ceasefire or it's whatever solution in the Middle East. It's too late.
So if it gets solved, they're still going to stay away from
you. You're yelling at me I'm the problem.
I'm asking a question.
Yes, you guys are yelling at me like I'm the problem. I'm just telling you.
I know it's a problem. I told you I talked to a young person. My friend's daughter. I get it. It's an issue for Muslim voters, for young people. I've talked to Dino. I've called Dino Madala more than once off air because I want to talk about it and understand it.
Our argument this morning was specifically about Michigan. Michigan is a swing
state. I'm not being specific to Michigan, but yes, I hear
you. Yes, Michigan is a swing state. Debbie Dingell for months has been saying this is a major problem that needs to be addressed.
Right.
And
calling specifically?
Until now, it doesn't seem like the administration has addressed it.
Is she calling for something specifically for Biden to do that he's not doing?
She is just ringing the alarm that there is a problem in Michigan.
You know what Joe Biden, or what do you call it, Joe Madison would say? What are you going to do about it? That was the thing that his catchphrase he always said.
Not sure it's up
when you're complaining, what are you going to do? No, but what's the solution? Yeah, Jody, sorry, you're raising your hand like a good Catholic girl.
My question to the Michigan voters and your friends is, if it does get solved, will they come back to Biden?
I don't think so.
Seeing how
my friends have reacted to calling him Genocide Joe and all of that, when they weren't even political at all, and all of a sudden they start calling him Genocide Joe, I don't think they're going to win him. He's going to win them back.
Them?
Yes, I have.
They truly think Joe Biden is for genocide.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because because their friends have been killed.
Yeah, I get it. Like I was saying, when I watched the senatorial debate here, I agree with everybody on the stage. Barbara Lee, who says the death toll is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, the Biden administration, the UN, has called on Israel to show more restraint. I'm not sure what to do. The whole thing is heartbreaking, mm-hmm. But it's... I also see, as I say, some people doing Hamas talking points, mm-hmm. So it's Hamas is not, they're a terrorist group. You've got to start with that. Mm-hmm. I keep saying this. I wish we could free Palestine from Hamas, because mm-hmm. there's never going to be a two-state solution with Hamas in control. And so all right, it's Groundhog Day, everyone, and we're going to have more spring. And Rocky Mountain Mike has done a new Groundhog Day piece. Yay!
They say we're dumb and we don't know. We watch Fox News, our information's low.
Well, I don't know at all what's true, 'cause I've been drinking Kool-Aid here with you. Dave, I got Kool-Aid. I got Kool-Aid.
Okay, campers, rise and shine. And don't forget.
get your booties because it's cold out there today.
It's cold out there every day. What is this, Miami Beach?
Not hardly. And you know you can expect hazardous travel later today with that, you know, that blizzard thing.
Blizzard thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean the fraud trial damages alert thing. Yeah, the National Weather Service is calling for a fraud trial damages alert thing.
Yes, they are. But you know, there's another reason why today is especially exciting.
Especially cold.
Especially cold, okay. But the big question on everybody's lips.
On their chapped lips.
On their chapped lips.
Chapped lips.
Do you think Trump's gonna come out and see his shadow?
Pudgy belly Trump.
That's right, you Trump suckers.
It's damages day.
Get up and kick that hog out there.
Lock them all up.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Yeah. Thank you, Richard Hensel.
Yeah. And Marion Ann Arbor.
Yes, exactly. Yes. It is fraud trial damages day. Perhaps.
No, we'll
Tristan
see.
Said it could happen today, but he also, so he tweeted after this news yesterday, Weisselberg may have committed perjury in the first degree, which is punishable in New York by up to 7 years in prison. This is why Weisselberg is taking a plea deal, and this is how Manhattan DA may have finally cracked Weisselberg, creating a criminal fraud case against Trump. Mm-hmm. So, that, I guess that might also, you know, delay.
Yes.
I don't know how long, like, he had said maybe Monday, Tuesday.
Right.
I don't know in terms of.
But Daddy, I want it now.
I want it now. But the good news is it's going to be even worse for. So if you wait for Christmas, little boy, it'll be better. You will get that bicycle.
Yes.
And not just a bell like Francis Callier got. You will get the whole bike if you wait. Weisselberg. Okay. Very excited. We have a lot to talk to Glenn Kirshner about. Also. Damn! Why is Chris Wray still in there? I don't understand. There is a lot of FBI. I mean, this whole Mar-a-Lago thing, from what do you call it? Oh, we have to talk to Glenn about that.
Mm-hmm.
There may be an opening with Judge Cannon to get, because you can only screw up or delay to such an egregious degree before you create an opening. But, anyway, there's whispers of FBI screw-ups and cooperating witnesses from experts who've read the bombshell report that some hidden areas of Mar-a-Lago went unsearched during a raid by the FBI. Of course he has hidden rooms. He's a freaking lifelong crook. Oh, my God. It was reported as an astonishing lapse that FBI agents missed a hidden room in their search of Mar-a-Lago. The reports that the FBI missed a hidden room at Mar-a-Lago makes me wonder how the FBI knows that. Said Weissman, sounds like an insider tipped the FBI off to that, i.e. another cooperating witness. Norm Ornstein says it also sounds like another embarrassing lapse by the FBI, which did not want to search Mar-a-Lago in the first place, yet more for the FBI director to answer for. And this happened, by the way, before Jack Smith was appointed. So our friend Allison Gill said, keep in mind, FBI Trump holdover D'Antonio initially blocked the search of Mar-a-Lago, then finally relented DOJ prosecutors. Then he wanted to alert Trump to the search. Then he agreed, but not if the FBI wore their uniforms. I'm not surprised the FBI missed some rooms. I mean, this goes to this whole thing about, you know, the FBI was Team Trump. The New York Bureau is part of why we are in this disaster.
Yep.
You know, they're the ones that, you know, nudged Comey to have to do the ridiculous thing he did because of New York FBI and Giuliani.
So,
yeah.
So does Mar-a-Lago have one of those rooms where if you take the candle out, the bookcase spins around and there's
a
secret room behind?
They have a panic room.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
You have to call Jodie Foster and then she tells you how to get in the panic room.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
And then
listen to me very carefully. Put the candle back.
Gene Wilder's face is smushed.
Yes.
Listen to me. Okay, that's exactly what happens.
Okay.
Chris, thank you for
that.
Can I just say, I found the... Oh, I'll do a guess the quote. Because I just... It's Sexy Liberal Day. We have Frangelo. We have John Fiegel saying... I'm wearing my sexy... We have some... I'm going to burst if I have to wait another day for the Sexy Liberal announcements. Let's just say there's a big, big meeting today that will... Okay. Chris, I just felt like this should be... The theme of Sexy Liberal Tour.
Okay.
Who said it's much harder to be a liberal than a conservative? Why? Because it's easier to give someone the finger than a helping hand.
Schlepkar.
No. Mike Royko.
Oh.
Chicago, which you can get Sexy Liberal Chicago tickets.
Those
and you
sale.
Better hurry because that's going to be the DNC show in August is going to be bam.
Yep.
Who even knows who's going to be a guest on panel there? Everyone will be in Chicago. SexyLiberal.com. Get it. Get it. Okay. I've worn myself out.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
You need an aspirin?
Yes. Some more coffee?
Everything. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by... Hi, baby. Okay, Clyde is really staring at me to an uncomfortable degree. Because why? because they're down here because it's groomy day.
Right.
But that means he can't get to his Dr. Marty's food. So that is the stare.
Right.
Can you bring
of the Dr.
Down
Marty's
here?
Food. Yes, I will.
Okay.
I get, well, you saw it's Bisquit time.
Okay.
It's very specific. It's Chewy Doo time at first.
Okay.
Pee pee potty outside. Chewy Doo. Bisquit okay. when they get in the go. And then they go up after for the Dr. Marty's.
Sounds like they eat more treats than
no,
than
no.
food.
Just one chewy thing to clean their teeth and then one tiny, teeny, tiny biscuit.
Okay.
Okay, listen, Chris, my point is Dr. Marty's is a special treat. You know what? They make it. It's raw, freeze-dried. That's what they make training treats out of. Why doesn't everyone make their pet food out of that?
I don't know.
Why do they do burnt brown kibble that blasts all the nutrients out
Gross.
Of it? Made from God knows what. Packing house scraps. This is real food. Yes, right. Packing peanuts. I don't even know what's in there. Sawdust. There actually can be sawdust.
There can be, yeah.
Okay.
Ew.
This is turkey beak, duff, salmon. You name it, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, spinach, everything that good for you is there for your pets. For I got another unsolicited catamonial from Inigo Catoya, who was very excited to be mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nature's Feast for the kitties, Nature's Blend for the doggies. Right now, 54% off, and you get a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
I need a drink. Where's the bar?
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Did you know that socks, underwear, and t-shirts are the three most requested items in homeless shelters? Bombas knows, and they are doing something about it, making ridiculously comfortable versions of all three and donating one for every item sold. For every Bombas item you buy, they donate a similar item to someone experiencing homelessness. To date, Bombas has donated over 100 million essential clothing items, and they don't just do good, they feel good too. Whether it's arch-supporting socks, buttery soft tees, or underwear that feels like nothing, the comfort geniuses at Bombas work tirelessly to make your everyday things your favorite things. Bombas also has a 100% happiness guarantee, so if you got the wrong size, your dog chews up your socks, or a pair vanishes in the washing machine, it's easy to get a free return, exchange, or replacement. Ready to get comfy and give back? Head over to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. BOMBAS.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie at checkout. bombas.com/Stephanie. Code is Stephanie.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air 11 to noon
on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX 1580 AM.
Hey son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
That makes me sweat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Danny in Texas, who says Biden is not president of Israel. Thank you. Thank you, Danny in Texas. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Hi, Danny.
Hello. I was just listening, and, you know, I heard what you were talking about with about Debbie Dingell and everything. And I really don't know what they expect them to do. So are they not going to vote for Biden? Are they going to vote for Trump? Do they actually think Trump is going to listen to what they say and make it any better? Because there's no reason for him to.
Oh, God. He'll make it way worse. He'll make it way worse. I think the point is writing in whoever is going to get Trump is going to get Muslim Bankai in office. Right. So, you know.
But what you're talking about, Danny, is an intellectual argument. They're coming from a place of emotion,
yeah.
Because they're, you know, their families back home are getting killed, so, yeah. You know, it's just a hard situation.
I do understand that. I mean, because I think about my children all the time and my grandchild who goes to school, and I think about all of that. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I know as a female and the mother of females, and probably going to have a lot more on my line, that the Republicans have nothing good for my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole host of... Well, this is what we always talk about, Danny, with just single-issue voters. No matter what the issue is, there's a whole host of issues that are... I can't even believe we're having this conversation in terms of, like... By the way, Kyle Griffin tweets, in private, Donald Trump's bracing for the genuine possibility that he'll be the first convicted felon in U.S. history to represent a major party. I don't... That seems like more of a big deal to me that he will be a convicted felon and a rapist and be worse for your family on every single issue, including Israel and Gaza. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen. Boo-foo.
Hey, good morning, Steph. First of all, I just want to very quickly condolences to all of you who personally knew Joe Madison. It is just such going to leave such a hole in the progressive voice.
I said to Frangela yesterday, Karen, I said, just democracy has lost one of its greatest warriors.
Absolutely.
Just when we needed him most.
Yeah.
And it is a gut punch. It's a gut punch.
It really is between him and Eric Bollard. It was devastating. I don't want to cry. Anyway, but here's the thing I want anybody on the far left to know. Playing around with your vote in the general election, it's one thing to do what, you know, write in ceasefire or, you know, write in who you want. But this is the thing. The general election, you do a write-in or you vote for third party, it is going to hand the Electoral College votes over to Donald Trump. Guaranteed, if you care about the Palestinian people, he has said he would turn Gaza into a parking lot. He will not.
Oh, he'll let Netanyahu. He will make Netanyahu and Putin stronger.
Yes. Yes.
He will do whatever they want.
Yes.
I mean, it is that's 100%. The heartbreaking part is it will by times infinity, things will be worse for the Palestinian people. If God forbid Donald Trump gets back in.
All of the people you say, all of the things you say you care about, all of the people you say you care about. They are going to be the ones deeply affected by it.
Yep. And I think
so,
two things, Karen.
I think have a great weekend.
You too. I think Chris is correct. It is obviously an issue, but also, you know, again, polling, whatever. But in the latest poll, 2% of Democrats don't support Biden, and a huge chunk of independents do. So I, you know, I don't want us to panic. That's exactly what they want. 29 minutes after the hour, Glenn Kirshner next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Landlord-tenant issues were the number one complaint filed with Wisconsin's Consumer Protection Agency last year. More than 2,200 complaints were filed about security deposits, evictions, or bad service. Also high on the list are complaints about telemarketers, cable and phone service, and identity theft. February is American Heart Month. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. That's been the case for a century. Chrissy Meyer is with the American Heart Association.
Nearly half of all people in the U.S. have some type of cardiovascular disease.
A new study from the Heart Association finds nearly 4 out of 10 people with high blood pressure are unaware they have it. Meyer says that puts a lot of people at risk for heart attacks and strokes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggyhout. Madison police are investigating after someone threw eggs at the UW Hillel Foundation Tuesday night. Madison's chapter of the Hillel Foundation is the second oldest Hillel Jewish campus organization in the country, first opening in 1924. Nothing was damaged, but Hillel staff estimate cleaning will cost thousands of dollars. No arrests have been made as of Thursday evening, and the city's hate crime task force is investigating. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact Madison Crime Stoppers. A student at Memorial High School was cited Thursday after bringing an airsoft gun to school. School staff called the police around 11 a.m. after receiving a tip. Staff took the student's backpack that contained the gun before police arrived. The student was released to a guardian and was cited for unlawful use of a facsimile firearm. School officials are continuing to investigate the incident. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggyhout, WMDX News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 39 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 43. Sunday, sunny and a little warmer with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 30.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
There's nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the Olbrich Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I'm concerned about is this just completely distorts what impeachment exists for. As Jake said, it's supposed to be high crimes and misdemeanors, not policy disagreements. And fundamentally, that's what this comes down to. I mean, this is the most powerful tool, you could argue, that Congress holds. over the executive branch, and now we are just using it in ways that it was never intended for, and I think that there's going to be a really bad long-term consequences if this just becomes a regular tool in the toolbox for people to play politics.
Huh. That was Ken Buck.
Mm-hmm. Is that who you are? What you like to do?
In his case, both. He's bucking the Republican Party.
It's actually Brendan Buck.
Oh, Brendan Buck. Oh.
He's a former
Same
press
thing.
Secretary it is who for he is Boehner and Ryan.
And what he does.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Ken Buck does also sometimes.
Well, yes, they both do. Mega. Are they related?
MAGA lunatics. I don't know. Okay. Two big news drops today from Allison Gill. Jack Smith investigation reveals two hidden rooms at Mar-a-Lago the FBI, quote unquote, missed during their search. Trump CFO Alan Weisselberg may plead guilty to perjury in New York. Serious bad news for Trump today. Flippy. What better time to say hi to? Thank God.
Former U.S. Attorney
Glenn Kirchner.
Captain Justice. Captain of the USS Justice.
Prosecutor Glenn Kirchner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
We need to get him a cape.
Answered the call for his country once again. Not all heroes need to wear capes.
Analyst Glenn Kirchner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed.
Glenn Kirchner.
We got that Glenn Kirchner now, and I feel okay.
Huh. Hi, good morning, Ben Kirchner.
Good morning, Steph.
You're wearing your Los Angeles hoodie for us. Hooray.
Aw.
So, Glenn, where do we even start today? Dear God. So, is Weisselberg flipping finally? What I mean, is he pleading guilty to perjury? Is this what's delaying the Engoron's settlement? Obviously, us hearing what the fraud bill is going to be.
Yeah, first of all, not a chance Alan Weisselberg is flipping. He really never has flipped. That's why I always found it curious that Alvin Bragg brought him on board as a cooperating witness. He was never really cooperating. Now, I understand sometimes you have to use somebody like that as a prop to get to the bigger criminal fish. But, you know, it looks like, based on the reporting, he is likely to strike a deal for having lied in the trial that was being litigated before Judge Engoron. And it really is almost comical, Steph, because when you hear from some of the reporters that Alan Weisselberg talked to back in the day, he was like the point person on lying about the claim that Donald Trump's penthouse was 30,000 or 33,000 square feet when it was only 10,000. And then under oath at the trial, he said, "Oh, I didn't take any part of that. I had nothing to do with that." Well, sport, that's really an easy perjury to prove against you. But here's the thing now. Judge Engoron has probably crafted his opinion. And if he relied on anything Alan Weisselberg said in reaching his findings against Donald Trump, he's going to have to account for the fact that maybe Weisselberg was lying to him.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me that Engoron may need to take a step back and rework his findings a little bit.
Yeah, but it's in any case worse for Trump. Ha ha. Okay. That's all I care about. So let's talk about, dear God, bombshells one and all. An insider tipped the FBI off. Experts pounce on bombshell Mar-a-Lago report. This, you know, the FBI missed a couple of secret rooms. Talk to us about that for a minute.
Yeah, so first of all, it's pretty unusual for the FBI to miss anything when they're executing a search warrant at any property. I know I worked with them for years. Doesn't mean Donald Trump, you know, didn't have some super secret squirrel room behind a bookcase somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta pull the right statue down for the wall to open. So, you know, maybe they missed something, and if they did, it's just more evidence of Donald Trump's intent to obstruct justice by never giving over the documents, not to the grand jury after they were subpoenaed, not to the National Archives after they were requested, and not to the FBI as they were executing a search warrant trying to recover all the documents. None of this bodes particularly well for Trump.
Yeah. What? So let's talk about, just since we're on Mar-a-Lago, so your friend Andrew Weissman argued that Eileen Cannon could gift Jack Smith an issue to appeal depending on her actions in terms of, you know, her dance that she has to do protecting national secrets. If she screws this up, to be blunt, this is the kind of issue I would imagine the government would take an appeal so that they could have the 11th Circuit hear it. So she has to decide whether to share sensitive information with Trump's lawyers. That's something they could appeal prior to that going to the defense. Another cause for appeal would be if Cannon were to override the government's request for redactions to protect the integrity of the intelligence. I mean, ironic that this whole case
is about them being sloppy with national security and national secrets. So what do you make of this?
Yeah, the whole case also feels like Jack Smith not only has Trump and Walt Nauta and D. Oliveira, the co-defendants, as the adversary, but it feels more and more like he's got Judge Cannon as an adversary as well. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. You know, rather than having to contend with bad ruling after bad ruling after bad ruling, I would hope if Jack Smith decides to appeal any of these issues that he would also throw in a motion to recuse. Let the appellate court, the 11th Circuit, handle it. Let them sort it out. And then we live with the results. Either Judge Cannon, you know, should remove herself from the case or she shouldn't remove herself from the case. But if we never litigate the issue, we'll never win that issue. So I hope Jack Smith is still thinking about whether there's a basis to move to kick her off the case.
Yeah. Okay. This is a new legal term I hadn't heard as well from Andrew Weissman, snap-a-doodle. He said, hey, D.C. Circuit Trump panel, snap-a-doodle, you really are making the judiciary look bad at this point, letting it down after so promisingly agreeing to expedite the briefing and argument schedule. I keep saying, Glenn, you know, delay, Donald Trump's best friend, like anyone that helps him delay is exactly what he's looking for. What do you think? I mean, I read two good news things about this as well. One headline, Trump's immunity appeal is slowed because judges are making his loss bulletproof, according to one expert. And Anton Scalia may help disqualify Trump from beyond the grave. So that's a happy headline. But talk to us about this.
Yeah, and being a Jersey guy, you know, and first of all, Andrew is far more diplomatic than me. I wouldn't have gone with, hey, hurry the snap-a-doodle up. I would have chosen another word. But still, here's the thing. It's only been a few weeks, and I know we've waited an eternity for justice to come for Donald Trump. So I understand the frustration. I feel the frustration. But, you know, give the appellate court time to issue what will be perhaps the single most scrutinized appellate court opinion in our nation's history. And here's the other thing, Steph. Yes, they are wrestling with the exact language of the opinion with respect to the fact that Donald Trump has no absolute presidential immunity. But remember, there's a second issue that they're wrestling with, and that is, did Donald Trump have a right to appeal this in the first place? The answer is no, strictly speaking. Yeah. But if they say no, that no needs to be bulletproof too, because what does that mean? It means it doesn't go to the Supreme Court. We don't keep the trial on hold. It means the trial begins barreling forward again. So they have a lot of legal issues that they're wrestling with. They want to get it right. Let's give them another week. And so, then, you know, let's readdress.
So that's what I'm reading. I think what I'm hearing you say is that if they are unanimous that he does not have the immunity, then it's bulletproof when it goes to the Supreme Court. So the release of the appeals court decision, they could be trying to get a unanimous decision, one another expert saying, based on the oral argument, they all seem to be in agreement. You know, where Trump said, yeah, I can send SEAL Team 6 to assassinate my, you know, they'll probably try to get to a 3-0 opinion and bulletproof that. So, but what does that mean legally, bulletproof? It means the Supreme Court won't take it at all? Or
Bulletproof is actually kind of a meaningless term. It means they want the legal reasoning. They want the cases that they cite as support for their decision to be the strongest arguments possible. So there's no little crack in their legal reasoning that the Supreme Court could jump into and break it apart. That's all that bulletproof means. But let me touch on the SEAL Team 6 thing. I was in court when this argument was made.
Yeah.
You know, I was also active duty Army for 6.5 years. And here's the thing, Steph. When Trump's lawyer said, you're darn right Donald Trump could order SEAL Team 6 to kill his political opponent and he couldn't be prosecuted, with one little qualification, you know what? SEAL Team 6 wouldn't do that. Here's why. We are taught not only that you must obey a lawful order, but that you absolutely must disobey an unlawful order. That would be an unlawful order. And here's the irony. Donald Trump would be fine with telling some military members to go kill an opponent, and the military members could be prosecuted, and Donald Trump believes he couldn't be for delivering that unlawful order. That's an obscenity that is, you know, reason number 8 million why Donald Trump cannot possibly go anywhere near the reins of presidential power again.
So the other Supreme Court thing, the, you know, Scalia headline, Trump's opponents are turning to a surprising source to make their case for keeping him off the ballot. This is the 14th Amendment. Liberal groups are citing a 2014 concurring opinion from Scalia as evidence the 14th Amendment insurrectionist clause applies to former presidents. Invoking Scalia is kind of an attempt to cite some moral authority for one of the court's great originalists. They're not just citing anyone. Trump, of course, has argued that presidents are not officers of the United States, which I'm not a lawyer, but I think that sounds absurd. So,
yeah,
I'm wondering, you know, because I know everyone at first is like, oh, that's not going to happen. But I'm feeling like you tweeted about some of this, the 14th Amendment stuff. I'm not sure that this is not going to work in some cases.
I'm with you, Steph. I am not in the camp that says the Supreme Court is going to find an off ramp and they're going to find a way to leave him on the ballot. You know, 51% of me says, I don't think they're going to find a way to leave him on the ballot. Here's the thing. They can engage in legal reasoning and reach any conclusion they want, right? They can play all the games they want and say, either we rule that he's disqualified or we rule that he's not quite disqualified for some reason or another. But what I believe motivates the right-wing bloc of the Supreme Court is self-preservation. They want to remain above the executive branch, above the president, and they know if they do anything to facilitate Donald Trump's return to the Oval Office, he's already announced he's going to be a dictator on day one, and a dictator has absolutely no use for a Supreme Court. So they're thinking that in the back of their heads, if not in their front of their heads. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling they will find a way to say, you know what, this really is a states' rights issue. This really is an original construction and textual issue.
Yeah.
And he's disqualified. I think that is the more likely result.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, Judge Luttig, among other conservative scholars are going to the Supreme Court. You pointed to Republican judge in Illinois finds Trump engaged in insurrection and is disqualified under the 14th Amendment. He ultimately finds a higher court, not the electoral board, must decide this. First Republican judge in the nation to issue such a finding. So you said that's another important development on the Trump disqualification front.
Yeah, now that retired Republican judge who concluded, as a matter of fact, Donald Trump engaged in insurrection, just like the Maine Secretary of State concluded, just like the courts of Colorado concluded. He also said, but the mechanism here in Illinois probably doesn't allow us to keep him off the ballot just based on my decision. But, you know, person after person who looks at the evidence has said, of course, Donald Trump engaged in, incited, and gave aid and comfort to an insurrection. And I don't know how the Supreme Court would be comfortable finding a way to say, yes, even though he clearly engaged in insurrection, we're going to ignore the 14th Amendment and let him run for president again.
Yeah. So you also, as you say every week, our institutions of government have decided to sacrifice everyone's safety, witnesses, judges, court staff, prosecutors, their families and jurors, to Trump's dangerous behavior rather than holding Trump accountable as the law provides by detaining him pending trial. The latest story, of course, we heard is Fani Willis having to have a body double in body armor, dresses her and leave the courtroom by a different, you know, entrance. I was happy to see she said she has no intention of stepping aside. In the Georgia case, she is concerned her departure could effectively end the case. It's being reported she still doesn't have a scheduled trial date, and she's aware that changing prosecutors could delay the proceeding at the very least or end it altogether. There's a February 15th hearing on this. I mean, this is another one. We have it on tape, right? I mean, it just, this is what's so frustrating on the justice front, right? You have a Judge Cannon in a slam dunk documents case, and then all this effery going on with Fani Willis. What is your what's your take on that?
Yeah, I don't think she should step aside. There's no reason to. I think she's a justice warrior. I think she will continue to soldier forward on the case. But you're right. Every case is so strong. Once any of these cases, you know, make their way into court, he will be convicted so fast it will make his head spin, just like he has lost every single civil case, right? Once he's in court, Steph, he can't hide behind the lies and he can't run from the evidence. And he's held accountable in court after court after court. But the institutions of government are not strong. And it made my head explode when I saw Judge Kaplan tell the jurors in the second E. Jean Carroll defamation case, listen, don't tell anybody you were on this jury. Don't tell anybody you performed
this incredibly important civic duty. You have to hide it from everybody because, you know, Donald Trump might endanger your lives. I understand Judge Kaplan was trying to protect the jurors, but this is a system turned on its head. When everybody else has to adjust their behavior instead of addressing the source of the danger and sticking his butt in pretrial detention where he belongs, neutralize the threat the way the law allows. That's what we should be doing to Donald Trump. This is a system turned on its head.
Yeah, and every delay is you know, like you said, that this development is unwelcome as it is surprising, the whole immunity, you know, ruling. You said the Washington, D.C. federal court no longer lists USA versus Trump on the calendar for March 4th. Yeah. So we're still racing the clock before the election, right?
And we're losing the race. We haven't lost it yet. I still believe one of the criminal prosecutions will play out before the November election. And it needs to, because, you know, we need to know whether Trump supporters need to know whether they're voting for a convicted felon or a fully exonerated man. And we all know the answer to that question. We just need a jury to tell us that.
Yeah, the reporting is Trump is bracing to be the first convicted felon to run president in history. I'm like, the question is, are we okay with as a country?
Yeah.
Quickly, the new conspiracy theory is Alita Haba is a deep state plant. And I assume you were behind that.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was okay. Unsurprising when you saw Donald Trump post, "I'm looking for new appellate lawyers."
So
after
surprising.
Alina Haba. Listen, Joey, forget about it. Tacopina looks like a genius now because he only lost $5 million for Trump. Alina Haba lost $83 million
Hold my beer.
For Trump. You know what? I'd be looking for a new lawyer, too.
All right. Love you, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn.
See you next week.
Love you, Steph. See you, guys.
Bye.
51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Wee.
Why? Why is it? Because.
It's grooming day.
And that means CBD for dogs that I get from CB Distillery. It works like a charm.
That's right.
You could never, Bonnie could not get a pot of cure. You couldn't touch her toenails.
No.
And now she's so chill. She's like playing Rasta music. She has a, you know.
Dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks. Yeah, she makes the groomer do dreadlocks.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Wants like a tie-dye, you know, thing afterwards. Okay. I use it because I'm going to do my big bike ride. 2,000 feet of climbing tomorrow, 31 miles. Just want you to know.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's going to be waiting for me? My CBD relief stick.
There you go.
Just saying. Yeah. Our tincture, our gummies, we love it all. CB Distillery, the source we trust. What do you need help with? Better sleep, more calm, no pain after physical activity? Get it. If you have a health concern you have not found relief for, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming, and if you'd like to, too, go to adamandeve.com. What? Yes, Valentine's Day, and here's the biggest turn on. Adamandeve.com, you get 50% off. Oh, yeah, that makes me hot right away, 50% off. Almost any item plus free shipping. All you do is type in Miller at adamandeve.com. Ignite your Valentine's Day this year with adamandeve.com. How are you planning to spice things up in the bedroom this Valentine's season? I feel like the Oprah of adamandeve.com, and you get a dildo, and you get a vibrator, and you get massage oil. Anything you want. They have I have booby party napkins, people. There's party games. There is literally something for everybody. When you go to adamandeve.com and select any one item, you get that 50% off anything. That's not all. When you select your one item, you also get free shipping. Head on over to adamandeve.com. Be sure to use the code Miller. That's M-I-L-L-E-R. Miller at adamandeve.com. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. But maybe it's time for some fresh new ways to describe them.
That's a great idea. What have you got so far?
I'm thinking Bombas are sublimely soft, unfathomably comfortable, and disgustingly cozy.
Sorry, did you just say disgustingly cozy?
Hey, no bad ideas in a brainstorm.
True, but the clothes we make are so thoughtfully designed and expertly fitted, there's gotta be a better way to describe just how good they feel.
Okay, how about this?
Bombas are so absurdly comfortable, it almost doesn't make sense. But what does make sense is that for every item you purchase, we donate another clothing item to someone facing homelessness.
Ooh, I love that. You still got it, Rand.
Never lost it.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Attention jewelry lovers. Sparkle and shine with our exquisite collection at Goodman's Jewelers. From dazzling diamonds to stunning gemstones, we have the perfect piece for every occasion. Discover the timeless beauty that lasts a lifetime. Our knowledgeable staff is ready to assist you. Come visit us at 220 State Street or visit our website at goodmansjewelers.com. That's goodmansjewelers.com. Goodman's Jewelers, where every moment is a masterpiece.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The John and Gordy Show.
Robin Voss is out there again, you know, getting angry about making pot legal.
Hang on a second, John. I gotta pick up this glass ornament. I got it.
That scares the bejesus out of most of the members of my caucus because we know the wrong thing for Wisconsin is to legalize recreational marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by not just Cozy Earth, Valentine's Day Cozy Earth presents. Squee!
The coziest of earths.
Oh, my God. Who isn't going to love getting a softness, luxury, what made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row? My new olive color cozy bamboo pajamas are on the way.
Yay.
Everything's made from viscose from bamboo. It's sustainable. It's temperature regulating. It's earth friendly. And it's the softest sheets and towels and jammies in the world. Hey, how about your dude? Bamboo Pullover Crew.
What?
Cozy Earth Bamboo Joggers. The new Cityscape Hoodie. OMG, you can't go wrong with Cozy Earth. Everyone loves it. Right now, you can save 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, all backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to CozyEarth.com. Type in Miller for up to 35% off at checkout. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. 57 minutes after the hour, Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue. How do you do? Hello, Sue. Hello, Sue.
Sue.
Hello, Sue.
Sue.
Is it me? Yasha in Oregon. Hello, Yasha.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love your show, Miss Stephanie.
Oh, thank you.
So my comment this morning was regarding the controversy with President Biden. I don't know what people expect our president to go to another country and dictate to that country what their policy should be or must be. Carry on rant and rave about Donald J. Trump, convicted rapist.
There you go. Good point. That sounds like Queen Bee, but maybe
kinda
she's impersonating her. Okay. John Fugel singing, Brangela coming up.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.